It's strange enough that there's a shirtless Indian dressed in fringed chaps with feathers in his hair on the official seal.
So he's holding a skull, a human skull, and under his other arm he's got the bow and a spear. I mean, they seem to represent, in some ways, violence.
They certainly represent death and militaristic things.
That's Carol Busey, Nashville's official historian. She says the Cumberland Basin was known, and still is, for its unique burial grounds. Bodies were enclosed in coffins made from slabs of limestone or shale.
So one theory is that it could represent those stone box graves. Another symbol of idea is that that skull really represented just the notion of mortality. The Indian is looking at it. It appears that he could be considering his own mortality. It could be something like the poetic notion of memento mori.
It's a Latin phrase that basically means, remember, you have to die. The city website spins a tale about how this is the Cherokee chieftain Oconostota, and he's handing this skull to settler James Robertson, not pictured, as a kind of peace offering. There's one problem with the Oconostota tale.
He and James Robertson, by all accounts, never met. We have no idea what the skull means whatsoever.
Thus, the mystery lives on. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.